their high life.
So here's the most disturbing thing about that story to me, is they were sending it to Germany.
Rhine guides have boats.
Like, so somebody in Germany couldn't find enough good beer.
Hey, look, little Enos, Germany. Little Enos was getting married, and Big Enos had to make sure that that champagne made it.
That's true.
To Germany.
It's crazy though, because they don't import. So somebody was doing that special order. That was a pure, like you said,
some rich dude,
a pallet of Miller High Life in Germany, which is mind-boggling.
And the French, you know, being French, we're like, whoa.
We're going to jam up this whole situation just because.
Now, here's the other thing. Is like,
it is what they do best.
So they paid some dudes to just empty out the cans and do, you know. And
they
then,
shredded
and then
the cans on video. Like, right, they just wrecked all this stuff.
But see, if it had been something that came into America, okay, they wouldn't have emptied out anything. They would have got Kid Rock or somebody to either run over it with a monster truck.
Or shoot it with lots of things.
Shoot it with an
M16 or a rocket launcher or something like that, right? I mean, that's how that would have gone.
They
would have
got that, what's that Bigfoot, or that truck, Bigfoot? Yeah, they would have got Bigfoot to come over and just smash the whole
run right over it.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, way to go, France. Way to be French.
You had such an opportunity, you wasted it all.
I love that it was actually Belgium that had, like, they caught it in Belgium.
Right. Not, so it's like, like, it was the intermediary.
Yeah, the French were like, no, you have to, and it's going to Germany. First time that Belgium's been caught in the middle between those two countries.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Belgium's like, look.
Hey, side piece, I need you to fix this for me.
Thanks. I also like that they recycled the cans, but the beer was put in the sewer system.
It had to be put to sleep. there was no reclaiming it.
Crazy.
We don't even want it in the water.
Okay. Crazy. All right.
Good job,
Thank
Sparky.
You for story time. Good boy, Sparky. Wow. Okay. So far, we've done well with our beers, I guess the original has been better, right?
So far.
First one, I think we said, was kind of a push, depending upon your situation. Sure. But
and the second one was a little bit more...
If you're stuck in a snowdrift.
Right? Well, when we come back, we'll have some more beers to discuss.
Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation, riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for coming back with us. So today we're discussing, is bigger
I put some work into that, so we're gonna use it.
I'm sure you did, and
your finest work.
And thank you for feeding the ogre in the garage.
Look at the size of that thing.
What does he eat? Baby wolf.
So
is
bigger really better? So far, we've said that maybe not so much, though our next offering, maybe our taste will change. Okay.
Too much information.
That's Reverend Mark.
Yeah, oh, that's Reverend amazing. Mark.
Aww,
yeah.
We love that guy.
See, he's always
he's
with
the
us.
Best. Yeah.
Okay. And so for those of you just tuning in, we have taken a brewery that may have a style and then a double style of something. We have them in paper bags, so we don't know what we're tasting.
Only the finest.
Only the finest
only
paper
the
bags.
Best for you guys.
Yes.
I just want to clarify that we're all drinking out of paper sacks with this. We've just been passing around a bunch of bottles and cans with paper sacks.
Yeah. Yes.
Clap your hands.
So
good thing my cold sore's healed up.
Not for much longer.
Is that what that is?
So anyways, we have two versions of this. C now. And so let's talk about C. What do we think about C?
Which one do you think is bigger?
I think two is the bigger one and one is the smaller one.
Sorry. He said smaller.
These two are closer than the first two we've had. The aroma, the color, to me, even the mouthfeel is very similar. And I'm having a hard time determining which
is. Oh, no, don't say that.
Really? Yeah. Well, hang on. I'm going to
Kendall, you're our touchstone. You're the, like, you're the magic mouth.
Yeah, if Kendall doesn't know what's going on, then what hope is there?
I think two's big.
Two's a little bigger, but it doesn't seem like by much.
Yeah, I would agree with you that two is slightly bigger, but these are really close. Super close.
So I have to tell you in advance, like, this is the first pairing where I've only had one of them before, so I don't know.
Two is definitely the heavier one. Two is unquestionably.
I feel like there's more hops.
In the second one?
Yeah.
For no question, but it's definitely boozier.
But it's also creamier, too.
That actually raises a question, again, maybe we covered this earlier and I just wasn't paying attention.
Man, this is a fine line, guys.
Yeah, I think one is pretty creamy in itself.
When you say what's double, triple, are we talking booze or are we talking hops? Or is that both? Yeah, can you have this one
going? This one's going to be controversial.
Well, usually when a double and double and triple, you are dealing with more booze and hops typically.
I mean, don't you?
I mean, just in how like how it works, like
But don't you almost have to, because if you're adding more malt,
correct?
Yeah,
to be able to increase offset your ABV, then you're going to have to have more hops.
Right. Could you do like corn syrup or something and get away with that?
No.
Rice, maybe?
You could put some sugar in there and just bump straight up the alcohol, sugar. But even that, you're going
to
get
but
some.
But you're going to have to offset with the hops
with
to
the more
hop. Balance it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just
still
drinking.
Be
no question.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like two is just, it's got a little more residual sweetness to it.
Yeah, the first one, the way it finishes on your palate, especially the mid palate, it's absolutely the lighter ABV
one. It's a little more dry.
Yeah, for sure. And then you get more of the sweetness, which is a characterization of the higher ABV doubles and triples.
But I like both.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one where...
Okay.
The cuvée is great.
I agree with you. This is one of those things where I could go either way, which is scary because you're probably going to tell me one of them's like 12% and one's 5%.
They're so similar in so many ways.
So the tension is killing me. All right.
Is the tension killing
you? Yes, I'm dead.
Are you dying?
Yes. Maybe I'm undead. Oh, I didn't give something away, did I? Okay.
There he is.
Okay. So which one
do we like better?
Which one do you like better?
Do I have to choose?
Make a choice?
I know, right?
I'm very split between.
If you choose not to decide, you have made a choice.
I think I like number one. C1. Okay.
All right, Kendall's going C1. Sparky, say it.
I'm with him.
Okay.
So, Sparky, I want to be clear.
You don't have to agree with Kendall just because he knows more about beer than we do.
He does.
Ooh.
Ouch. But no, like I'm very split between these two.
I'm with you. I've got your back.
100%.
I just want to frame this. If I was just going out to drink a bunch of beers, I would go with number one. If I wanted to pair with some food, I would go with number two in a heartbeat.
All right, that's fair.
That's what makes the decision for me as well.
All right, Drew, where are you going?
I'm number two as well because I generally look at beers in a situational context. What am I having for dinner? What am I doing?
I think I'm going number one. Number two is. It's really good, but it's a little.
Are we?
I don't know.
Are we tied?
It just gets a little uneven with me with that one. It's not quite as in sync. You know,
are we tied?
Or other boy bands?
Right now, you guys are tied, and I'm the tiebreaker,
which is great in that the beer is so close. You know, and now we are all tied.
Yeah,
and I'm honestly going with number two because I like that extra creaminess and whatever.
We'll just edit him out later.
But oh, he's dying a slow death later. No, I'm just kidding. But
it'll be quick.
No, I like number two. Yes, I feel a little bit more alcohol, so I have a feeling that this is the higher of the two. But I just, I love the flavor of it a little bit more. And I still feel like it's balanced.
As it's warmed up a little, you get a little more alcohol. You start.
Yeah, you do. But initially, I really wasn't feeling that. And I just felt like there was a little bit more balance. And I like the hops. Okay, so there's that. What are we going to rate number one? Four-ish. Four. And then number two.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
Again.
It's
really neck and neck.
It's just like group A.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, it's like group A, but it's not quite group A. So this is Indiana right here. Mm.
Gary,
Munster.
Gary.
No, yeah. a little further south.
So this is, okay, C1 was 6.5% and C2 was 8.5%. But I really didn't feel like too much out of the realm. And this is zombie dust. And zombie ice.
Ooh, the new one.
Zombie.
Yeah. So zombie ice. Are you serious? That's amazing.
There's zombie ice. The that's colors. So amazing. Oh, yeah.
Have you guys had zombie ice before?
No, that's great.
I picked up a fresh six pack a few weeks ago, and last week I made some chicken quesadillas, and I'll tell you, it does go really well with food, especially Mexican food. Nice. So I have really enjoyed the six pack of zombie ice I got, but I'm probably still more of a zombie dust guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Same.
Now, a difference between this and the last two that we had is the other two were very mosaic heavy, and this one is very citrus heavy, citra heavy. But still, I mean, God, I remember when having zombie dust for the first time.
Yeah, for sure.
And just being like, yeah.
Mind blown.
This is, well, right. Exactly. Mine was blown, and it's classy. But I gotta say, the ice, yeah, I'm gonna be picking up more of this.
You know, one of the really cool things is that these pictures on the cans were taken from Dark Lord Day. They were actually all.
No, they weren't.
God, I remember Dark Lord Day.
That was a thing.
Well, remember when zombie dust was impossible to find and you felt very lucky if you just got a little
bit? And now it's at Kroger.
Right.
I will say they really missed out. They should have released this back, you know, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, especially with zombie ice.
Well, the zombie ice can really does.
It totally looks like Game of Thrones. Yes,
the Nightwalkers, whatever they were,
something that.
The Night King.
Yeah, the blue eyes.
Totally.
Okay, so.
And they wrecked that series.
Well, this has been great so far because we've had two that have been like the lower one, and then this one, it's been neck and neck. But how will we feel about this last one?
I think there's some foreshadowing going on here.
Could be.
It's almost like a dramatic pause.
Me? All dramatic pauses? What are you talking about?
That's crazy.
Well, let's hold off on that one until we know if we need. All right, fine, whatever.
Okay, so first thoughts on what we may think this is.
Oh, I don't
think it's a beer.
I mean, in terms of if it's a pale, if it's an IPA, and
I guarantee you guys have probably had at least one of these.
Sure.
What's happening right now? Wait, there's another.
We're getting a D3.
There's
a
dealer's choice.
No,
there's a D3.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Hello, post-production. Please edit that out.
Look, I'm Jewish and I ask God for a favor. That's fixing everything.
Everyone got three? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm throwing a little curve on this one. I know there's a slight color difference. Sure.
Slight?
But it's all by the same brewery. And it's the same kind of beer.
I mean, you got like a same copper vein. and a you know, a gold, you know, corn and the, you know, something in the middle.
Okay. I would call that yellow gold and copper.
And all that glitters is not gold.
But some of it is yellow gold.
Well, okay, so...
What is rose gold anyway?
I don't know, I'm colorblind.
Mm. Okay, so what do we think of D1, just in itself?
I mean...
Seems kind of...
Oh, that's kind of...
Kind of light.
A little skunky.
Okay. I like it.
And now let's go to D2.
Is this when we roll for initiative?
That one seems bigger.
Oh, okay. Big
a little
time.
More body, a little more alcohol there.
Still also skunky.
Interesting. And then D3.
And now for something completely different.
Well, beers.
Well, right. I mean, it is. I think it's safe to say that it might be lighter.
It's almost non-existent.
I just
when you isn't taste that
it,
funny
when you taste it next to the other two.
Well, you taste it in that order. If you do 3, 1, 2. No, never mind. Sorry. I was looking.
Okay, so one of them, I think it's safe to say that the third one that I just poured is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
for
one
sure.
That one is 5.5% ABV.
Okay.
And then out of the other two that are left, one of them is 6.7% ABV and the other one is 9%.
Holy smokes.
12% right. ABV.
So,
a right. 50% increase?
So, yeah. 6.7 to 9.
I'm thinking
the question D2, is...
I think G2 is the bigger one, the 9. It's got a lot of flavor, though. It's got a nice hot punch to really back up that sweetness.
It, to me, is the most complete beer in this grouping.
In the grouping,
I think D1 might be...
boozier?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I poured them out of order.
Well, that would be an important thing.
That would be an important thing.
Now Drew's messing with my mind.
Yeah. No, you really are. Like, hold on.
No. I feel like similar. Like, I'm feeling that I'm tasting more.
Let it warm up in your hand for a second, too, you know?
In D2.
This is not that kind of shit.
And I'm tasting more dankishness in D1.
Is there...
Yeah, I really feel D1 is more boozy based off of
the power of suggestion and BD.
Drew's evil Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah, I didn't get it when it was cold, but I'm letting them warm up a bit.
I'm just pouring a cuvee. I don't even care.
I did that with the last one and it was absolutely delicious. Zombie dust and zombie ice is that.
I'm just glad there's a zombie ice.
We're going to call it zombie dice.
And knowing what I know of that area of Indiana, having spent a number of years living and working in that region, I am so, like, it fits. I love it.
They need that.
Yeah, that's great.
If the zombie apocalypse happens, that's where it'll start.
Kind of love the name zombie ice. That's really funny.
Like, I know. And the can great. Is, like, completely different, and it's a different vibe, though. It's similar, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great marketing.
Back to this group. Back to this group. Okay. What do we think of? So clearly the third one is the lightest one of the bunch.
Clearly.
Would you drink that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
After just drinking it, would you?
And what would you rate that one in the grand scheme of things? A 3? Yeah.
Yeah.
A 3. It's okay, good.
Good summer beer. Hot, very hot.
Right. I mean, very light, little citrus. Like, you can crush a few of these.
Well,
right?
Okay. So, real quick, though, like, what if you were ranking these in order of preference? 3, 2, 1. Or 1, 2, 3. How would you do it? Real quick.
2, 1, 3.
2, 1, 3.
2, 1, 3, yeah.
I would be 1, 2, 3. And you're right, as it warms up, one's getting better.
Okay.
Okay.
Sparky?
I don't know.
Do it. Say something.
5, 4, 4.
That's fair. Okay.
All right. So for those of us that like 2, what are we rating 2? 4. Okay. And for those of us that are rating 3? Or rating 1?
That's 4.
That's four too.
Yeah, okay. I think 3 was the weak link.
Okay, so these are from Highwire. So 1 was Double Pitch.
That's
2 was High Pitch. And three was low pitch,
which is a hazy offshoot.
Not had in a while. Wow. This is really good. Yeah.
Right?
Double and regular are really, really similar.
They probably really
the
are.
Closest
they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they are.
The low pitch is it just kind of, you know.
Right. But I mean, if you wanted something that's low ABV, it's actually decent.
Long ball game.
They're, yeah. They're all nice beers.
So this is, I mean, I think this is a great episode because.
Yeah. That was fun.
You come in with a lot of assumptions and then. You know.
And then it's completely different. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for today. This was kind of cool. Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
It was my pleasure.
Please tell us about your blog.
My wife and I blog about good news of good beer at beermakes3.com. Follow us as we hit all the breweries in Tennessee at bm3.beer.
That's right.
Woohoo! Good old boy Sparky.
I killed a man and should probably lay low for a while, but until then,
thanks for being here.
I look forward to the next episode.
Good old boy Drew.
Thanks for having me.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me too.
Thank you for joining us. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
Is beer really better?
One last time. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see y'all next time.
Was just the first son to carry the burden. I was barely a person. My folks were young but committed to keep up their end of the bargain, protect me from harm and grow a garden. I was loved, I was fed, might sleep through the night. I was taught how to talk and how to read you from left to right. I learned to argue and fight from a distance where my vulnerability gets no recognition. And by the time I was 11, I was already defensive. An extension of environment and reinforced messages. Preemptively believed eventually I'll be a failure to my family and friendships. And when you mix it and blend it with contemporary pressures of adolescence, emphasis on the consensus of a book full of portraits, but didn't consider that we've been sketching stick figures underneath bigger pictures. Thank you. And on my 21st birthday, already had my firstborn baby boy, and maybe homie saved my life. But papa kept the motor running, I'ma come and see you later. Trying to color up some paper, trying to make this right. I realize most experiences are coincidental, but I'll never let go of these regrets I hold. That's why the pieces that we're missing always felt more special. Better bring some bigger pencils to sketch my soul. But yo, when I was 31, both ends burning them. Thought that I was lost in the jungle, but I was in search of something. Learning how to deconstruct my puzzle. Permanently nervous, I was in love with the hustle. The devil went to hell just to sell that selfishness. They tried to make me feel important, I fell for it. Embarrassment, trepidation, plus a healthy dose of self-imposed limitations over my own illustrations. And when I struggled with the number 41, I had a couple more sons. And it feel like my real life had just begun. It's getting harder to translate. It's likely I've already played my part of this landscape. And all of this time I've been following my design, trying to find a little solace in how the stars align. It kind of looks like glitter, but every pixelated flicker gets the proper position in the biggest of pictures. And when I was 51,
Northern cardinals, scarlet tanagers, and house finches all have striking red plumage that's thought to play a role in attracting mates. To develop red feathers, they need to eat seeds or fruit containing pigment molecules called yellow carotenoids. Their bodies then change those pigments from yellow to red. Males with the brightest red feathering tend to have the best luck with the females. Scientists think that a male's redness signals to females that he has just what it takes to help produce superior offspring. But just because a male is a brilliant shade of red, does that mean he's stronger or more fit than his duller-colored competitors? Scientists think one answer may lie in a male's mitochondria, the energy powerhouses inside the body's cells. Research indicates that red carotenoids are concentrated in the mitochondria, and bright coloring is linked to mitochondrial performance. In general, birds with the brightest color also tend to have better immunity, winter survival, foraging ability, and skill at avoiding predators. So those bright red males may not be all feathers and no substance after all. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.